everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, you're going to need to have a John Novak day. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone. I'm sensing a disconnect not even 15 seconds into this quick tip. You guys don't know what a John Novak day is at all, do you? I mean, heck, I might have gotten you guys just in time. So it's right about this time each year that I think, holy cow, it's almost John Novak Day. I don't mean like Festivus or something from Seinfeld. I mean, this is a major day in my life. Now, I don't remember the exact date of John Novak Day, but I do remember what happened as if it were yesterday. So let me take you on a quick journey. It was the summer of 2008. I was working for a $1 billion a year printing company that owned about 70 other printing companies, and I was training a group of aspiring sales rock stars, about 30 of them. We were finishing up. I was in the end zone. It was like one of those things in a movie where they say it was going well, perhaps too well, and all of a sudden, a hand went up, and the person who rose his hand was a gentleman by the name of John Novak. Very respectfully, he asked me a question, and he said, Paul, you've been putting us on the spot for the last 3 days. Now, just as a quick timeout, that is actually one of the exercises that we were doing. It was called On the Spot. It was designed to help and put people through a series of very difficult situations where we put them on the spot to help them get quicker and develop better reflexes and quality of their communication, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, he was asking if he could put me on the spot. So now, you guys, you know, I don't know if you realize this from the New York accent here. I'm from New York, man. I'm cracking my neck. I am holding my finger gun sideways, ready to bust a cap in Novak's ass. I'm like, bring it, man. Might have even called him bitch. I don't know. The moment is gone now. But I got pretty, you know, like kind of gung-ho about this. And he said, Paul, when we were talking about goals, you had mentioned how you had always wanted to write a book. Why haven't you done it? Now, one of the things I always like to remind people is that there is a filter that most of us have that goes between your brain and your mouth that keeps you from saying the things in the moment that your brain thinks them. You guys, I hope you know what I'm talking about. And you probably have experienced what happens when that filter is off. Now, mine was drunk or like off in the car. It wasn't around. I'm telling you that. Took a day off. I don't know. But there was no filter from brain to mouth. And before I realized it, I said, because I'm scared. And you know, like how in the movies you hear like the needle skip on the record and all that? It was literally like that. Everybody looks up at this guy who had been the tough drill sergeant. And there he is being very real, very honest, and saying, because I'm scared. Now, the way I am is I believe in complete transparency. If I say something, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and backpedal and say, oh, well, I was just kidding, trying to get your attention. So I stood by and everybody's looking at me and said, that's right. You heard me say it out loud. I'm scared. And now my mission is to figure out why I'm so scared. That's going to be the real aha that I have to. And I got a round of applause for that. And I moved on. When I got back to the hotel room that night, I realized that I had some major soul searching to do. Something had happened back there that I had a choice to make. I could be like so many other people, and even myself at various points of my life, where you just choose not to deal with something. It was over. And now I could just think about things that were more pleasant, but I chose to deal with it. And what I realized was the reason why I was so scared was because no one outside of that company knew who I was. And what I did was, to confirm it, is I very, very quickly confirmed that fact, and I Googled Paul Castain. At that point of my life, I'm guessing I was in sales about 25 years, and all I had to show for a 25-year track record, except for what was on my resume, but remember, if somebody Googled me, they're not going to have my resume, was two Google results. That was it. And by the way, one of them was wrong. And the reason why I was wrong, I make a joke of it, but this is the truth. Before Google changed their algorithm and they were, became a lot more with the program, you know, all kinds of crazy things could come up. So somebody had a stain on their cast, and my last name is Castain, and that came up. So I'm like, so basically one result is my online footprint. That's it. And I also realized that the world was changing, that as much as we Google potential customers, they now have the ability and the inclination to Google us too. I also realized that the party, quote unquote, the party had shifted, and really where everybody was hanging out now was going to different places. This is 2008, and I noticed people were starting to hang out on the social networks. They were going to LinkedIn. They were going to Twitter. They were going to other places. And I had realized that I had barely shown up at all on those places, and I knew that I had to get involved. So what originally started out was someone who wanted to eventually write a book. And I decided that I had to build an army. Now, I had a little bit of a left hook that hit me. And without giving you all the details, it was something, a personal thing that had happened in my life. And I realized that, you know, I'm really not in love with what I am doing for a living anymore. And I'm telling you, and it was rather sad for me because I really thought that the company I was working with was going to be a till death do us part. They had done nothing wrong, by the way. It wasn't like, well, because they were jerks or anything else. I work with some of the most awesome people in the world. I mean, truly, a lot of fun. I was reminiscing with one of the presidents of one of the companies the other day, and he said really what's in my heart, and he said, Paul, I miss the old gang. And it's true. I do too. Really a great group of people, but I fell out of love with what I was doing. And I realized that I had a bit of a bully in my life. And the bully that I had was the fear of failing again, because I had failed about 20 years ago, back in 1995. I owned a business, and it really beat my ass. I mean, it was like I showed up on the playground, and that bully kicked my ass good and humiliated me, gave me a wedgie and put me up on the flagpole and paraded me around like his bitch. I mean, it was bad. It was like that kind of experience. And I realized that I wanted to face that bully. And I realized that I hadn't failed as much as I had lost. And I really wanted an opportunity to win again. But really what had happened was, because I had made choices and created the army that I did online, I was able to launch a really successful business and do something which now, 4 years later, gives me a tremendous amount of joy. And my definition of joy in a business context is doing something that makes you so happy that all of a sudden you say, oh yeah, and I get paid for this. And that is the life that I live today. And I wish I could tell you this right now from one of my mansions. I'm not rich in that sense. I think I'm very rich in the sense of doing what I really was put here to do. So, but there's more to this, to the story than I've really shared. So, and it's this concept of building an army. So it's really because John Novak was the guy who questioned me and allowed, just kind of pushed me outside of my comfort zone, that I was able to set, you know, foot on a journey that changed my whole trajectory. So here's my question. How about you? Have you built your army? I mean, right now you might be thinking, yeah, but I really don't get all that LinkedIn stuff and everything else. So you, every time perhaps I talk about your ability to generate leads from LinkedIn, you might say, that's not for me, Paul, because, you know, I pick up the phone and I do other things. And that's okay. I respect that. But if you thought about your plan B, you have no idea what the future holds in store for you. It could be a bad thing that has you out of that position that you're in right now. It could be a good thing. I mean, what happened to me falling out of love was a very good thing because it led me here. But have you built your army? So it's for this reason why I quietly honor John Novak Day each and every year, because it was the day that I decided to go outside of my comfort zone and allow that inner old dog to learn some new tricks. So really where this leads us to is a few things. My question to you is, number one, I'm going to ask you the question again. How you doing with building your online army? Are you still getting hung up in, I don't get LinkedIn, I don't get Twitter and all that? Are you still dismissing it? Do you think perhaps that somebody's telling you that you have to choose between that and the calls that you're making and the emails? I mean, hopefully by now you know my message. I'm the friendly voice that's saying, hey, why should we put one thing versus another? Can't they all live nicely together? It's another opportunity for you to generate leads. So this is where we're going to end on this note, is this Wednesday, you have an opportunity to step outside of your comfort zone. We all have them. I shared my story with you. I could right now, if we were having a beer together, I could tell you many stories and I could show you many scars throughout my life where I had to step outside of comfort zones, whether it be facing a real life bully who physically tortured me for like 2 years. And I shouldn't say tortured, like I was in like some kind of like a prison camp or something like that. I mean, the guy like kicked my ass like regularly, and I had to face that person. I'm talking about the things in business. I'm talking about a few years ago when I came across John Novak, and it forced me to face several bullies, this online thing, which was scaring the hell out of me. Facing the fact that, hey, I wasn't a young dude anymore. Here I was at that point of my life. I was, I guess, about 43 years old. And I was realizing that I was becoming one of the old dogs. And that's not a good place to be. But stepping outside of that comfort zone, are you stepping outside of your comfort zone? Because this Wednesday, I'm going to be sharing over 100 ideas that I learned to help me stand out from my competitors, create more sales opportunities, and land more clients. And the thing I want to point out to you guys is that I did it in an industry that's absolutely flooded with coaches and consultants and trainers, a highly competitive industry, even to the point, by the way, I'm not putting anybody down. We have a lot of people in my industry who are not coaches, that they're not trainers, they're not consultants, they're displaced people. They lost their jobs and they needed to put consultant on there. So I compete against them too. So if you haven't taken a look at the game plan for this Wednesday's course, now would be a great time because enrollment is going to be ending this Tuesday, the 14th. So if you would, could you please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/social-selling. Now, also, if you haven't registered, maybe it's time for you to do something very, very difficult. Face the music and realize that you need to step outside what's making you comfortable. Learn some new tricks. Get that, like, evict that old dog. Because I'm telling you, that old dog eventually is going to do you in. So with that, I am Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get 'em.